You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, Pharmacy Podcast Network, all of my favorite healthcare providers out there. You pharmacists are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for what you do for us all throughout the nation, in your communities, risking your lives during this pandemic. We've heard a lot of amazing, inspiring stories. If you haven't heard the latest Pharmacy Future Leaders podcast, which is dedicated to our students, Leslie Yafante, who is a student, a P3, I believe, over in Massachusetts College of Pharmacy. She is inspiring. She's exciting. Herlin Tyler Jukes with 23 Pills podcast. He's an amazing young podcaster. Talk about her early career stages in pharmacy and working with a major chain. So we have been podcasting since 2009. If you are a podcaster, if you have a podcast, if you know of a podcast that's involved in the pharmacy industry, we want to hear from you. We want to help broadcast your message to over 80,000 listeners. We're in the top 20 podcasts in business news. We are dedicated to the profession of pharmacy, the advancement of the changing role of the pharmacist out there. And we're excited. So today's episode is with the OnScript team. They're an amazing group over at NHA. Jeremy Sasser leads this podcast. They're going to be talking with Susie Solomon with Pharmacist Moms. What an incredible group of over 25,000 pharmacist moms. It may be actually over 30 now. Growing, really setting some interesting programs up for pharmacist moms. Please take a listen to that and share it on your social media. Would you please go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave us a rating, leave us a comment on this last 11 years of content for you, the pharmacy professional. And as always, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
This is OnScript, hosted by Jeremy Sasser, a podcast publication partnership between the Pharmacy Podcast Network and National Health Career Association. Our podcast is dedicated to providing the pharmacy technician workforce with news, real-life stories, and discussions that can impact personal and professional growth. Here's certified pharmacy technician and National Health Career Association content strategist, your host, Jeremy Sasser. Let's get OnScript with NHA.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, thank you for joining us once again with OnScript, powered by NHA, the only podcast on the Pharmacy Podcast Network dedicated to pharmacy technicians, their struggles, their successes, their interesting stories, and anything in between. And today I am joined by my awesome co-host, Jessica Langley.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very excited today about our guest. Joining us today is Dr. Suzanne Solomon. She is the founder of Pharmacist Moms, a group of pharmacists who are moms that is on Facebook and has become one of, if not the largest Facebook group on Facebook, certainly in pharmacy circles. So we're really excited to have her and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And so can you kind of, before we get into the minutiae, can you just kind of give us a background on how you started Pharmacist Moms, why you started Pharmacist Moms?
Sure. So Pharmacist Mom started in 2017. I can't believe it's been that long, but, and I was struggling with work-life balance, and I was working nights, working evenings, as most pharmacists do. And as my kids got older, my son, who was really active in sports, I was missing every single Saturday game for soccer and for baseball. And it just felt really guilty. So one night in the spring after missing his baseball game, I, you know, said, I must not be the only pharmacist out there. You know, I went to pharmacy school and thought that this is a great job. You know, I heard this is a great job for a mom. And then I found myself just working all the time. And I was like, you know, I need to ask other pharmacists, you know, are they struggling with this too? You know, let me ask other moms who are pharmacists, because I love my career. I love what I do. But at the same time, I want to spend more time with my kids. And that night I started the group on Facebook. I invited about 50 people that I knew either through pharmacy school, residency, or that I worked with. And within a month, it was at 1,000 people. And today, you know, 2 years later, we are, almost 35,000 members right now. So really just grew exponentially.
That's amazing to think that so many people out there, right, share a commonality with you in this sense. It's the fact that they're pharmacists and moms. And I think there's a lot of professions out there that probably have similar struggles that could learn from some of the things that you're doing, and I'm sure that you're addressing in this particular group, you know. So tell us a little bit more about some of the hottest topics or the most common questions that come up, and then, you know, kind of the feedback that you get through the Facebook group.
Yeah, sure. So I think it, you know, we pretty much talk about anything and everything. I think anything and everything is fair game. You know, whether it's professional life struggles or pharmacy struggles, mom life struggles, we have a whole column that's like NPR, not pharmacy related. And, you know, so you might talk about your partner or your children or, you know, going back to school, or, you know, there are so many topics that get talked about. I would say some of the hottest topics or issues that we work on specifically have been really related to women in the workplace. Right now, you know, women make up the majority of pharmacists. So there are about 2/3 of pharmacists are female. And for the past 40 years, women have graduated as the majority of pharmacists, but there really wasn't an organization up until Pharmacist Moms that talked about or looked at women in pharmacy as closely as we have.
That's great. And is the dynamic changing? Are there more women pharmacists being found, you know, in like leadership roles and things like that? Because I'm sure, you know, part of what you do is, you know, talking about, hey, what do I need to do to advance my career? What can I do to work to get into that job or that role that I've always wanted?
That's such a great question. You know, I think that there are more women in leadership roles, but not to the numbers that there are pharmacist women. So, you know, to break it down, we have so many more women that are pharmacists. You know, for the past 40 years, they've graduated as a majority. But really, if you look at the CEOs of the big chains and all of these pharmacy companies, the majority of them are still the CEO or their leadership is a man. So women are slowly trickling up into some of these leadership roles. I think one of the biggest numbers that really hit me was that in the year 2000, compared to the year 2020, there are basically double the amount of pharmacy schools. So you would assume, okay, well, there's double the amount of schools. Where has the number of head CEO deans been? And that number is still 25% female. So even with having double the amount of pharmacy schools, and all women have been graduating for the past 20 years as the majority, there still isn't, you know, a shift for women. As the CEO dean, it's still 75% men. So I don't think that women represent themselves in leadership positions based on the number of women pharmacists, you know, right now.
Right. Definitely something to keep top of mind, whether it's in pharmacy or other health-related
yes.
roles, I am fairly certain that the statistics are comparable, you know, to what's being seen in the pharmacy industry as well. So any chance that women can promote themselves and elevate themselves and empower themselves to move up is certainly an awesome topic to talk about and to learn more about. Talk to me just a little bit about what you feel like is the biggest benefit that individuals get from engaging with their peers through your group.
Wow, I think there are so many benefits. So, you know, I think one for me, at least, I can speak, you know, myself as a pharmacist, is just to know that you're not alone. I think having that support system as a mom, as a woman, having that understanding, there've been stories where, you know, someone's like, this happened to me. Has this ever happened to you? Have you heard of a situation like this? Have you ever faced a situation like this? And all of a sudden you'll see hundreds, if not thousands of people commenting and saying, yes, that happened to me. I went through something similar. You know, this is what could, you know, you could do, and real time help. And just thinking about the pharmacy too, even for the pharmacy techs who work in community, they probably are really familiar. You get a script from a physician, it's handwritten, so it wasn't e-scribed, and no one can read it. One of the best things that I think our group does is you can take a pic, post it, and ask questions. Hey, what do you think this says? You know, a lot of times pharmacists are operating alone. They might have a tech with them, they might not. So it's been great for that support around the clock. You know, it could be the middle of the night. A lot of our overnight pharmacists, I know, communicate with one another, or it could be later during the day as well.
That's great. And I think a group like this really resonates with the profession of pharmacy, because, you know, from the time you're in pharmacy school through pharmacy school, and now with more and more residency programs going through residency, pharmacists are used to having a mentor, right? Or somebody that is furthering their education and application of their education in a clinical setting. So I think it's a natural fit for a group like this to be full of mentors and mentees, and really just getting, you know, anything from, you know, how do you get healthy meals on the table every day, every night, what have you, to, you know, I'm really struggling with work-life balance.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so there are so many issues that we face. And even right now, actually, I was talking to a pharmacist yesterday in the group, and we were just saying that, you know, social distancing has really impacted a lot of the pharmacists in our group, not just because women are still working, but now a lot of us had cleaning services. We don't have cleaning help anymore at home. So now we're cleaning the house, still working. We're homeschooling our kids before they were going to school, you know, so they're doing that. And also the majority of women in our group are not eating out as much. So prior to that, a lot of them were saying they were going out to eat 5 times a week, 6 times a week, you know, whether it was for lunch or for dinner. And now everyone's cooking almost 3 meals a day. So it's really impacted the women in our group significantly with what's going on right now and currently in public health.
Yeah. And I mean, I know all three of us can speak to the struggles probably with homeschooling. I have 3 kids my own, and my wife and I kind of break up that role. And it's really easy to beat yourself up if you don't accomplish what you think you should be able to accomplish while you're doing that. And I think, at least from my experience, even more so for my wife. So having other people to reach out to get information, to get help, or just to talk, just to commiserate, especially during this time of social distancing, I think is so important. Can you just briefly tell us, like, if I was a pharmacy mom and I wanted to join the group, what's the best way to go about that?
Sure. So the easiest way is just to look for us on Facebook. You can type in Pharmacist Moms Group and go to that link, or you can go to facebook.com/groups/pharmacistmomsgroup. That's the easiest way to join the group. We also have a website, and I encourage everyone to sign up on our website. On our website, you can join that as well. We have a career database, so if we have job listings, and we also offer a lot of discounts, you know, to various items. So as a member of the group, you can get discounts to different databases, you know, different certifications. So a lot of things that the pharmacist, even clothing, scrubs, there's a few types of discounts that pharmacists can get by joining the database.
Okay, that's great. And what is the website?
It's www.pharmacistmomsgroup.com.
Perfect. Now, to switch gears a little bit, a lot of pharmacy technicians out there who are moms, you know, what role can pharmacy technicians play, or what do you envision now that you've really established this group of moms that are pharmacists? What do you envision for pharmacy technicians? Because I'm sure they're going to have some similar issues, some dissimilar issues, but again, relating all to each other, being on the same, you know, really being able to relate to the role. What about pharmacy technicians?
So we actually started a group called Pharmacist Moms, Pharmacy Techs, and it's basically a subgroup of our group. We started it in 2018, but we haven't really done much. And it would be something similar, where it would be a group only for pharmacy techs. You know, pharmacists aren't in the group. So if you have a question, you know, like, hey, my pharmacist is doing this, or, you know, I'm thinking about switching jobs and you don't want your pharmacist to know. So it would be really a group that would be private and exclusive to pharmacy technicians. Right now we have almost 300 members in it. But we pretty much would love to do the same exact thing for women in pharmacy who are techs, you know, to just offer that support group to each other as well.
Now, a Facebook group with 35,000 people cannot be managed, I would think, by one person. So do you have help with managing people who want to join the group, or, you know, responding to questions, et cetera? Do you have folks that help you with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do. Yeah. In terms of, we have different, every moderator in my group has a different function. So we have one person who verifies everybody who's admitted into the group. So they, you know, they get their information, they verify that they're a pharmacist, that, you know, they are who they say they are, and then they let that person in. We have other ones who just moderate the board and the posts and make sure that everything's okay with what's, you know, being posted. We have other ones who look at some of the research studies. So we have quite a big interest of, like, a lot of people who are interested in doing research. And so they do reach out and they ask if they can do research. So we have one person who kind of sifts through all of those questions to ensure that whatever research is going to be done, you know, is in accordance with what we're looking to do. So everyone kind of has their own little role as well.
That's great. So, and I imagine, you know, to really get the pharmacy technician group off the ground, right now you have 300 members. I'm sure that you're probably looking to find a member of that group, this pharmacy technician, that might be willing to spearhead certain roles, or recruiting people who might want to do some of those roles as well.
Definitely. We really need someone like that. We're looking for one or two pharmacy tech champions who would say, you know what, I'm really interested in this. I have a strong interest in, you know, women and women issues, and, you know, pharmacy, as a pharmacy tech, I'd love to help. We are looking for a couple champions. So if anyone listening is interested, they can, you know, reach out to me. They can send an email or message Pharmacist Moms directly. That would be great, because we definitely know that there would be interest, and we just need someone to kind of moderate and keep it going. You're right. There's so much going on, and there's so many posts. Like last year we had over 6 million posts. So yeah, for one person to do it is not possible. And so even, you know, for this group, we'd love to have a couple champions on the pharmacy tech group.
I mean, I struggle on the daily just with social media, like LinkedIn and Facebook. That's the only two platforms that I use. And I know that I'm not posting, certainly not posting enough on LinkedIn or Facebook or anything like that. So it can be quite time consuming, especially when you have such a large group. So that's great. And we will have all of the information that somebody who, if there's a pharmacy tech out there listening right now, hopefully, and this sounds like something you'd want to do, definitely look at the resources that we'll post and get in touch with the group and help them out. Because I think this is so worthwhile to, again, have that mentorship available that you can discuss these things with people who understands what it's like, at least right now, to be worried about coming home and being embraced as soon as you walk in the door. You know, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
And I think that's now more than ever, considering with what we're dealing with. You know, I know I'm constantly, even on the news and in social media, seeing the stories of our healthcare heroes, you know, that are going out there every day and facing the battles against this coronavirus, and then knowing that they're coming home to their families and having to deal with a lot of those other things that you mentioned, such as just cooking dinner or helping with schoolwork, the laundry and the cleaning, all of those kind of things. Our world has literally been turned upside down. And Susie, I've noticed you have been posting a lot of things, you know, on LinkedIn. Tell me just a few of the things that you've been kind of doing or promoting during this kind of coronavirus crisis to help moms, singularly, but also, you know, moms in healthcare specifically.
So we're trying to really just help manage anxiety, stresses. So we've done a couple yoga sessions within our group. I'm trying to really focus on things. We've talked about, kind of what Jeremy touched on earlier too. It's, you know, not to make sure that it's okay that you know that you don't have to do everything. Like you missed an assignment, you forget to turn it in. I'm thinking right now, I just remembered my 8-year-old, I never turned in his math homework today. So he did it, but it's my fault because I still didn't submit it. But you know, I think one of the things that, you know, we just have to be, you know, reasonable and not so hard on ourselves that, you know, we're all in this together. There are quite a few members in my group who are currently suffering from, you know, anxiety and stress just working in the stores, you know, on the front lines. And I think that, you know, letting them know that we're all in it together, we will try to do whatever it takes to support everyone is, you know, is what we're planning to do as well.
Yeah, that's great. And again, so timely with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure we would have ever thought that we'd be doing virtual yoga, you know, or virtual meditation.
Exactly. I know. Yeah.
Things like that. So it's just amazing how everybody has kind of flexed and innovated during this kind of crazy times. So I know along with the help of NHA, and you also do a lot with Pharmacy Times, with which NHA also has a great partnership with. I know there's lots of information that can be found out there on within all of our organizations on not only how to get connected into Pharmacist Moms Group or the Pharmacy Technician Moms Group, but also we encourage everyone to think a healthcare superhero. If you go out to NHA's LinkedIn page as well. You can find information there on just send a note to someone if you know that they're, you know, on the front lines and going to work every day and still dealing with the stresses, and just imagine the things that they're seeing and hearing and coping with, you know, the families and the individuals that they're caring for. And it's just, it really is unprecedented times right now. And we know pharmacy professionals are in the thick of it. So.
Yeah, definitely. And I think those really go really far. You know, I think all of the notes or just the acknowledgement to someone, we've been seeing some patients even, so some pharmacists have been posting like yesterday or the day before, a patient hung up a sign outside of her pharmacy, you know, just thanking her for everything she's been doing. So I think there's so many things that, you know, the public has done.
Right. And we rely on them for so much more than we probably, you know, realize and take a lot of it for granted, and making sure we get our medications that we need during a time of where accessibility is a little iffy and things like that. And definitely to the point where pharmacists and pharmacy technicians can hopefully very soon start helping in the detection or testing of the coronavirus, along with as soon as it's available, being able to vaccinate for that as well. So I know just for me, thank you, Susie, so much for all you do in supporting these professionals, because we know they all need it right now.
No, thank you. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's also important to support each other. Like, we had a pharmacist mom who posted, we're posting it actually today, but she treated her whole staff, all her techs, to these really nice cupcakes, you know. So I think we also have to just support one another, and, you know, we're all in this together. So.
Absolutely. All right. I have one last question as the male on this podcast. What is a way that us men can really support these pharmacy technicians, pharmacist moms?
Great question, Ken. So we have a lot of, we call them manvassadors, but we have a lot of male supporters. You can still like our page, you know, and follow along. You can, your pharmacy techs and pharmacists are still eligible for the discounts if they're men or women. So so those are all still available. But really just showing support to everyone, and you know, bringing up the issues and being aware of them. I think all of those are really important.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Well, Susie, we can't thank you enough for joining us today. As a reminder to our listeners, if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at onscript@nhanow.com. You can find this podcast, as well as all of our other podcasts, posted to our blog site at www.nhanow.com/learning-leading. Under the on-demand tab, you will find all of our podcasts. And of course, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts as well. Susie, we wish you and your family the best during this time. Hopefully, it will end sooner than later, but we sincerely hope that you stay well, as well as all of the 35,000 pharmacist moms members and the 300 or so pharmacy technician moms members that are in your Facebook group. We wish everyone the best.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Until next time, listeners, thank you for listening to On Script, and we'll be back with another episode ASAP. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to On Script, where we cast a spotlight on pharmacy technicians, the services they provide, and to the patients they serve. So, for all the spatula warriors, TPN ninjas, and lieges of levigation, this podcast is for you. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or go to pharmacypodcast.com.